Most cities don't renovate a Civil War fort that never fired a shot. Then again, one could make the case that because the fort never fired a shot, there was a city left to renovate it. Today, we visit a place defiant to the north, and it's this edition of the American Countryside. For many years, you've heard me talking about Wilcross soybeans and AgriGold corn, brands we've grown on our farm for many years. Wilcross soybeans offer the latest genetics with proven results on your soil type. Do you have non-GMO beans to sell or want to grow non-GMO beans for a premium this coming season? Give Wilcross a call. Whether you grow conventional or GMO beans, Wilcross offers great opportunities for your farm. Get the details now by calling Randy Baker at 660-483-0390. That's 660-483-0390. For corn growers in our area, remember that AgriGold is the corn specialist. When everything you do revolves around corn, you look at it from every angle. It's corn 360 degrees. AgriGold's new giant hybrids stand tall against the competition. Check out the results for yourself from local yield trials at AgriGold.com. Wilcross soybeans and AgriGold corn are a winning combination on your fields. Contact your local Wilcross or AgriGold dealer and always remember to follow all label directions. It was called Fort Defiance. C. David Elliott helped unearth it and bring it back to life.
I was on the Cumberland River at the convergence of the Red River, and it was supposed to protect the city.
That city was Clarksville, Tennessee, a town in the crosshairs of General Ulysses Grant in February of 1862. But Mr. Elliott admits there's a good reason this fort was largely forgotten.
It never fired a shot. They took forts north of Clarksville and then came across land. We just gave up. So Clarksville was mercifully saved physically because there was never a shot fired here.
In fact, Northern troops reported the fort deserted with a white flag flying over it when they arrived. For most of the rest of the war, it was home to a small group of Union soldiers securing the city.
They actually did occupy it, but they couldn't leave it to Fort Defiance. But that didn't sound right for the North, so during the rest of the Civil War, it had a different name.
That name was Fort Bruce, the name of the commander of the earthworks. After the war, the place was abandoned and mostly forgotten. Some town residents knew it was there, but time, money, and resources were lacking to bring it back to life.
We had a judge here who actually had bought the property. He gave the property to the city if they would develop it.
Today, 4 acres of the bluff that once served as the home to both Confederate and Union soldiers has been renovated. A visitor center retells the story of a fort that never fired a shot. And because it never fired a shot, the city of Clarksville was spared the wrath of Grant's Union Army. Traveling the countryside in Clarksville, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McCray.